Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you again for joining me for another hour of having an in-depth conversation that I know you will find really fascinating and also a topic that is really important for everyone to understand. Before we do that, for those who are listening for the first time, thank you for joining me. And please go over to my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, and opt in there. You'll get all these amazing special reports all there for you for free, and also just ongoing educational material. And my Facebook page, which is also What Women Must Know, has regular posts. Sometimes I really get carried away and put great information up there for everyone. You know, it really is getting empowered with truthful information so we can make the most informed decisions possible regarding our health and well-being. And more than ever, we really need to wake up to what's going on, take responsibility for our health and well-being. And that is a great way to begin to introduce you to the topic at hand. Today we are talking to Josh DeSole, who has directed and produced a very powerful documentary called Take Back Your Power, Investigating the Smart Grid. And we're really talking about the real dangers from smart meters. If you don't know what a smart meter is, boy, you're going to learn a lot today. And if you already have a smart meter that's been installed on your home, this is a real wake-up call. So first of all, just let me introduce you to Josh. As I said, he is the director and producer of Take Back Your Power, a wonderful documentary, Investigating the Smart Grid. This is his first feature-length film. Take Back Your Power has, in 2014, been named winner of the award Aware Guide Transformational Film of the Year, the IndieFest Annual Humanitarian Award, and Leo Award for Best Feature Documentary. Born and raised near Vancouver, BC, Josh is passionate about the growing movement of social awakening and has a vision for a more equitable social structure with decentralized energy production and technology, which harmonizes with biological life and rights. Josh finds inspiration in those of courage who speak truth to power from a place of nonviolence and vision, laying the foundation for necessary solutions. His hobbies include hiking, research, travel, and meditation. He lives in Washington State with his wife and daughter. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Josh to the show today. Hello, Josh.
Cheryl, hello, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, there's nothing like having a mission in life, is there?
Not really. This one kind of landed on me, but it's been a whole different experience since about 2011 when I first came across this subject.
Well, first of all, I just want to congratulate you for stepping out and making this documentary, because I know this is the first one, and also for winning all those wonderful awards and getting the recognition. That must be very exciting for you.
Thank you. Yes, it is. I take pride in this movement of awareness about this agenda getting out in a bigger way. It's still very grassroots at this time. We have yet to really crack into the mainstream, such as, you know, we saw in 2013 with the revelations about the Edward Snowden and the surveillance, the internet and telephone, you know, cell phone surveillance. But we sense that's coming, and it's through shows such as yours and listeners such as everyone who's listening right now that this movement has got to the point where it is, where we have more than a million people now who are taking a stand and saying, no, we don't want these, you know, what we're going to discuss today, these radiation-emitting surveillance devices on our homes. So most people still are not aware of this, but thank you to yourself and to everyone who's dedicated to being the force behind the awakening that's happening on the planet.
So we have a lot we want to talk about, and I just want to start off by saying that I have been very aware of the dangers of microwave radiation emitted out of all our wireless devices, from cell phones to, you know, wireless the wireless computers, routers, dirty electricity. I've lectured about this. I have written a lot about this. I've been very passionate in educating people. So this is just what you're doing is just part of helping people to understand that we have embraced these technologies, but we have not been given the truthful information of just how deleterious they are to our health and how they pose a great danger. And the smart meters, which we're going to get into, is just an extension of how we have been using this technology, or how this technology has expanded its use into the realm of everyday life, and it is part of this microwave radiation, which has quite serious consequences to our health and well-being, and as we're going to be discussing, is being used for other purposes as well. So how about if we just start with the most basic of questions? What are smart meters?
A so-called smart meter, or advanced or AMI meter, utilities have different names for this, but basically what we're talking about today is utility metering technology, which as its primary function is designed to send and receive information, usage information, about what is going on in your home and how you use energy wirelessly. So basically a smart meter, it's a communications, a two-way transmission device that utilities are everywhere, not just in the United States even, but in most developed nations around the world. They either have done this or there are plans to do this of replacing the traditional electromechanical, analog meter that has, you can actually see the dial rotating on it, and there's a analog number that comes up for the energy uses, replacing those with plastic, unapproved, untested, so-called smart meters that that are digitally based and have a variety of problems associated with them, and predominantly the health, I think, is what we're going to be discussing today. But basically it has metering capabilities, but its primary function is actually to be a network communications hub being installed on people's homes without their consent.
So utility companies are going around to people's homes and replacing their meter boxes with these smart meters without permission.
Right.
And people often don't even know that they have had smart meters put onto their home. And, now little guys can drive down the street and monitor it, or maybe they don't even have to drive down the street and monitor it. Maybe they can just get it in a mainframe somewhere. I don't know. Is there someone that drives down the streets and then kind of with their wireless device can read the meters as they drive along? Is that how it works?
Well, various wireless emitting meters have been, on people's homes throughout North America since the early 2000s. But they were not part of a kind of a surveillance network, a kind of integrated grid that what we're seeing now. And the pulsed emissions were very, very few and very, very far between. Still causing problems for some people, but not anything like this current generation of so-called smart meters. So this technology is designed to remove all meter readers, so there's not even going to be someone coming by, even driving by. It's designed to take usage information, very, very detailed usage information, and bounce it from house to house to house, and eventually get back to the back to the utility and their core information network. Now the issue there is obviously there are several issues there, from privacy to hacking vulnerability. But even just with the health issue, if we just zoom in on that, these meters are pulsing every few seconds on average. The utilities have been caught lying about the emissions and how frequent these pulses happen and how strong these pulses are, which are typically more than 1,000 times stronger than a cell phone call.
So I want us to explore the health dangers. Before we go there, I'm just curious, do you know how many countries have installed smart meters now?
I don't have an accurate total number. I know that I don't like to use Google, but Google Maps has a smart grid installation map, and it shows a map of the world with little flags on everywhere where these installations are being planned. And this is actually a screenshot that's in our film, which, by the way, can be seen on takebackyourpower.net is our website, and you can watch it online or buy the DVD. But that you know, map was showing these flags for installing this AMI smart meter infrastructure all over the world. So this is something that seems to be happening kind of behind closed doors, and even in the face of democracy being trampled upon. You have hundreds of local governments who have found out about this issue and the dangers surrounding it that have either issued a moratorium or some sort of ordinance against the forced rollout of this technology. In many cases, they've been successful in stopping it, but in most cases, utilities are continuing to install illegally, even though there are the local governments say we don't want them here. So this is it's a really interesting interesting dynamic that's happening as far as this grassroots movement and different levels of government having different, you know, awarenesses and different positions on this very, very critical issue.
So everyone listening should really go out after the show and check your house out to see if there has been a smart meter placed on your home or on your apartment building, because very often they have been and no one has notified you at all. Right, you're not notified, right, when this is put on your home and the old analog is taken off?
Typically not. In many cases, people receive either something hanging on their door to say, oh, look, we've upgraded, we've modernized your meter. Isn't it exciting? And either that or utilities will often send a letter out before the installation. But they'll withhold the facts, all of the details and the truth of what's actually going on with this agenda. The utilities and governments and most of media are not disclosing. You know, they're not telling people that the facts about the wireless transmissions and the dirty electricity, and they're not telling people about even like the congressional research report that said that police will have access to information of what people do in their home without a warrant for the first time ever. So people typically get some kind of notice in many cases, but the facts are being withheld. So most utility customers do not, you know, it doesn't even come into their radar how much of an issue this is.
So there are several issues that need to be addressed when we talk about smart meters, and the one we're going to start with are the known and recognized health risks, how the wireless devices, these very powerful EMF-emitting, microwave radiation-emitting devices are really affecting our health. But we also will get into the whole issue of how these technologies are part of a major surveillance system. And it's not just about increasing the rates for our electricity, which seems to be happening, but also it's part of a bigger agenda that allows people to have access to what's going on within our homes. So let's start with the health risks. And this is the area that obviously is of great concern to me, because I have talked to people who have told me that when smart meters were put onto their homes, all sorts of health issues started to occur, including major damage to breast tissue that actually led to chronic inflammation of the breast cancer. I had a friend whose wife had a stroke about 10 years before. She was recovering really well. A smart meter was put on the house, and she went into relapse as soon as that happened. So there are, you know, some very personal stories that I've been aware of, and I want people to really hear it from you and the research you've done, that these are dangerous devices to our health. So tell us more about what are some of the health risks associated with exposure to smart meters.
Well, in the process of making Take Back Your Power, we interviewed more than 70 people, experts, whistleblowers, researchers, scientists, you know, a number of PhDs. And we wanted to look at, okay, what is, first of all, what does the research say about this type of radiation. And it turns out that there's actually thousands of published scientific studies dating back to the 1930s that show a harmful effect from this type of microwave radiation. And when you look further into it, in this country, the FCC is mandated, for whatever reason, they're mandated with providing a health so-called safety guideline. And they don't take into account any of this massive body of published science. The FCC is run by a former lobbyist who's not interested in, you know, caring for people's health, a former lobbyist for the cellular industry, for the wireless industry. So you have literally a fox guarding the hen house, not looking at the science. As a result, you have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, more like millions, because they haven't connected the dots, you know, why they're not sleeping or why they're feeling irritated or foggy brained or having a skin rash or ringing in the ears. There's a massive number of people that are being affected by this, it appears, according to the research I've done and according to the incredible number of emails that myself and other activists receive on a daily basis from people who are harmed by this. So there is a very real thing that's happening, but it's not being recognized by government nor the official, you know, organizational bodies that are supposed to be caring for people. They're supposed to be protecting health, because primarily of industry influence going back decades to at least the 1960s, when there was a manufactured debate, you could say, about, you know, do cell tissues have to heat up in order for there to be a biological effect? And obviously the body of published science says there are many examples of non-thermal effects that don't require the tissues to actually cook for there to be a negative biological effect, but still the FCC and other governing bodies are hanging on to this, you know, this archaic, dangerous idea that you have to cook cells in order for there to be a scientific effect. What we're seeing is on an unprecedented scale, is a cover up in science and in public policy that is affecting all of humanity on a way that perhaps it's never been this far reaching before.
So, Josh, in your documentary, which I just want to, you know, acknowledge you again, let everyone know who's listening. It was a fantastic documentary. Everyone has to watch this, you know, and we'll talk about some of the activism that's happened as a result of having the data in your documentary and some of the successes that have been happening. But you gave, it was very graphically illustrated, the levels of exposure of cell phones, and the level that is safe and the level that is now allowed throughout the world, especially U.S. and Canada. Can you kind of run us through those levels of exposure? Because that was so powerful.
Yeah, in the film, we show, according to published science, and much of the science is in, and people can look at the science for themselves, on the BioInitiative report, and their website is bioinitiative.org. So it's like a meta study, or it's an epidemiological study of all of the published science. And there's thousands of studies, as I mentioned previous, and they have it all linked there. So we looked at, okay, where are, in this body of studies, what is the consensus for where biological effects happen? We wanted to graphically show at what levels of microwave radiation these various biological effects happen. So from from DNA strand breakage to behavioral difficulties to reflexes of avoidance in rats and in other mammals to various things, symptoms that are known in science, compared to the levels of a smart meter, compared to the levels of the so-called safety standard. And what we see as a result is basically an exponential graph, with the symptoms on the left, a very low amount visually, low amount of microwave energy required for symptoms. And then if you're standing a foot away from the smart meter, it might be 800 to 1,000 times stronger than many of the levels that show a negative health effect. But the smart meter is only 8 to 10% on average of the safety guideline, which does not take into account the science. So you have a very visual demonstration, and that's, I get a lot of feedback on that. That's one of the most impactful things in the film, especially from the health standpoint, is people can understand, okay, well, the science shows a certain effect, and then you have the smart meter emitting many, many times that radiation and obviously resulting in tens of thousands of people having functional impairments and reporting that their health is being damaged. But then you have the government guidelines. And another thing that people need to know is that in the United States and Canada, Australia and the UK, and several other, first world countries, the safety standards are actually 100 times higher. They allow 100 times more radiation than in countries even like China and Poland and Russia. And in other smaller regions, in Salzburg, Austria, I think, and in Luxembourg, it's even lower. Like the safety guidelines are actually based on science because there's more of a recognition for the necessity to care for people and the understanding that microwave energy is not biocompatible.
So basically, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, some other countries allow thousands of times higher exposure than what is acknowledged as safe.
Yes.
I mean, we are just, it's like we're over-radiated in a sense. And I just want to kind of contribute at this point. When I've done the research and the articles that I've written about the dangers of electromagnetic radiation, microwave radiation, this frequency that is now used in all our wireless devices is a man-made frequency. It's never been known by the body before. So the body, which has receptor sites to frequencies, I found this so fascinating, Josh, that, we know we have receptor sites to hormones and, many of the chemical, biochemical reactions in the body are due to receptor sites on the cell, but we have receptor sites that particularly are there to register and recognize frequencies. So microwave radiation frequency is a man-made frequency. It's not really known by our body and our cells, and therefore it's perceived as a toxic substance. It's like an invader, and the body perceives it in such a manner that it has to protect itself. So the cell membrane shut down. Therefore, you can't get nutrients in, you can't get nutrients out. Now, if that is a temporary condition, the body can manage. But when it is continuous, 24/7, the body begins to break down. If there's DNA damage that occurs, there is increase in inflammation, there's a greater stress response, there's more acidity, it's altering our hormones, it's altering our brain chemistry and functioning. I mean, every single system of our body is now being under attack and compromised. And wherever your weakest chink is in your body, that is where these health conditions, these diseases can show up. And, of course, the most vulnerable are the elderly and the children and the babies and the fetuses.
Yeah. And what we're seeing is this so-called smart meters, or as I call them, wireless emitting or radiation emitting surveillance devices. They're pushing a lot of people over the edge, especially those who are immune compromised, and especially the elderly, and even children and pregnant mothers. Science is very clear that, they are more susceptible to microwave radiation than everyone else. So some people might say that, oh, the sun emits, the same kind of radiation. In fact, the sun's radiation is ionizing. So however people will frame it, so that it must be safe. Well, the reality is that before the last 100 years, the amount of radiation that was experienced is a trillion or more times less, and probably that number is even higher, than what people experience today on a regular basis, especially if they are around smart meters and all of this wireless radiation. So it's a massive difference, and our bodies weren't designed to be impacted regularly by these frequencies. Robert O. Becker is an amazing researcher and scientist who's now passed, but his book called The Body Electric has awakened many people to this understanding that we are more than just biological matter. There are processes that are happening in our amazing human body that, and you spoke of the receptors, and he speaks about this, everything that is alive produces a magnetic field. We are electromagnetic beings. Our hearts function on electricity. Our brains function on electricity. And this has, for whatever reason, been sidelined in science, an understanding of this very, very basic fact. And, the question has to be why, and the second question is, well, what can we do about it, and how can we remove our consent for things like smart meters and mitigate these frequencies?
So before we take a break, I just want you to share with those 70 or so people that you interviewed who had compromised health or aggravated health issues from exposure, can you just share some of the conditions that they had as a result of exposure from the smart meters into their home?
Sure. I should be clear that we interviewed more than 70 people total, not all of them to do with the health issue who were experiencing those effects.
Okay. Okay. But, just for the sake of veracity. Good.
But there's YouTubes and various letters and so forth on many websites. There are many hundreds of thousands and millions of people who are what we call electro-hypersensitive or I actually don't like that term. I think more along the lines of electromagnetically aware, you know, people who are more sensitive to this kind of radiation. So while, according to the research, at a biological level, at a cellular level, everyone is affected, there are 3 to 5%, scientists say, of, more sensitive individuals who experience the symptoms directly in the presence of these electromagnetic fields. And so some of those symptoms might be heart palpitations or ringing in the ears or nausea, inability to sleep, chest pains, difficulty breathing, and people with implanted medical devices such as pacemakers. You know, there's a clip in Take Back Your Power where a gentleman is interviewed with a pacemaker and a defibrillator, and he relays his experience about having these attacks, these arrhythmia attacks on an increasing basis, starting from the day that the smart meter was installed. He got it uninstalled, and over time, the symptoms went away. So this is it's very obvious that especially for those who are having these symptoms, immediately get the smart meter off your house. And on our website, you know, we can help provide solutions for you to do that. And symptoms in all cases will be reduced.
So one other question, quick question before we take our break. If your neighbor's house has a smart meter on it, And by the way, we should say where the meter is placed is also critical, because if it's placed outside your home against the wall of your bedroom, then that means and when we're sleeping is the most critical time of all times during the day when we're vulnerable to this emission of these frequencies. You can be affected. Can you be affected by a neighbor's? If you don't have one on your home, but your neighbor has one on their home, does that impact you and your home?
It can. It's typically not as much. It's not as impactful because the amount of radiation is reduced greatly on an exponential basis the further you are away from the meter. So distance is your friend. However, it can still cause effects, especially for those percentage of people who are very sensitive to this, to microwave radiation. And secondly, by removing the meter from your own home, you're also removing the creation through the meter of dirty electricity or these voltage transients that are also, according to the research that I've done, showing to be a cause of functional impairments and illness. And also, secondarily, shown to likely be a reason why so many people's bills are going up when they have a so-called smart meter installed. So the voltage transients actually piggyback on the house wiring and produce like a wasted amount of electricity that eventually ends up in the ground and or radiating through the wires. that is making people sick. And this has been measured. This has been acknowledged by many electrical engineers and many in the industry, but they have yet to do anything about it, because if people knew about even the dirty electricity or the voltage transient issue, that would bring a whole other level of proof of harm and resulting resistance by the people to this agenda. But so just to summarize, if you have a smart meter, you want to get it off your house immediately, and you want to tell everyone you care about to do the same thing. Other people's smart meters, especially if they're close, and if there's other, we haven't even talked about the router technology that the various neighborhood area network technology that is being used in their so-called smart grid networks that also produces harm. So start at home, start with yourself, get empowered in your own being, and then you can spread the word and be part of a greater solution for community-wide opt-out and for people to take a stand in it in a bigger way.
So, that's a good place to, end before our break. And then we come back, we're going to be talking with Josh DeSole, who is the director and producer of Take Back Your Power, who explains the real dangers from smart meters. And we're going to be talking about how smart meters, not only, as we've discussed, have a huge impact on and compromising our health, but also how smart meters are part of a surveillance grid that is happening all over the world, and you really want to know about that. So stay tuned. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to What Women Must Know. I'm Dr. Cheryl Selman, and today we are having the most amazing and profound conversation with Josh DeSole. We're talking about the real dangers from smart meters, and he is the director and producer of Take Back Your Power, Investigating the Smart Grid. And his website, by the way, is takebackyourpower.net, and I think this is a good place for people to know, Josh, that you are going to be offering a coupon code for a $5 discount on this documentary, which everyone really must watch. It's a compelling documentary. Do you want to just give us that address so people have that URL right now?
Sure. People can go to takebackyourpower.net and click on the shop button at the top. And then enter, we've set up a coupon code specifically for your show, Cheryl, and your listeners. The coupon code is YES2015. So YES2015 would give you $5 off the DVD from the price of 20 to 15. And we've received so much positive feedback, Cheryl, about the film, about how it's having effects on people, on their families, on their communities, and that it is a powerful, impactful way to create change and to get people who haven't been aware of these issues to get them on board. So we encourage you, and that also supports our work. You can also gift online streamings of the film, and you can also freely host a film. We ask for you to do a hosting registration form that's also on our website, and we will support you in your efforts to host a community screening of Take Back Your Power. So there's many, many ways that by the time this airs, you will be able to immediately transfer your awareness to action, to solution, and that's why we're doing what we do, not to put people into a state of fear of what's going on, but to help people walk through the understanding that, okay, something is happening now, it's affecting my kids, now it's coming close to home, now the corporate agendas are crossing a line, and many people are realizing this and taking a stand as a result.
Well, it's really time for activism, and I just want to ask you, and then I want to go into the other aspect of smart meters, how it's a part of surveillance, how it's part of this router technology you're talking about. But there was a community in Washington State where you live, Port Angeles, I believe, mm-hmm. who isn't that where they were? There was a a great response due to the information you shared in your documentary that actually had results in that community. Can you just briefly share what happened?
Yeah, there's been a number of places that have cities and regions that have become aware of the issue, and in many of those cases, it's through watching Take Back Your Power as a community, and then bringing that information to the city council, or better yet, giving them copies of the film and doing a screening for your local public officials to say, we don't want this here, and here's why. And Port Angeles, Washington was part of that. We initially did a screening there on our opening weekend. Our first cut of the film was released on September 5th of 2013. And I think there was like 150 people there. And right away, you know, everyone who was there became aware of the issue and eventually was a factor in the city's decision to abandon their smart meter installation program and offer people free, you know, a free choice to go back to the analog meters. There was some other contractual issues that the city had with the supplier, but we've seen this in other cases as well. Just a couple weeks ago in Fountain, Colorado, permanent opt-out was granted there by the city as a result of a two-and-a-half-year fight in which the people really had to, you know, to bear down and to say, we realize that we are on the cutting edge of taking a stand, and we're committed. And because there's been several dozen cities and areas that have taken a stand and say, you know, we don't want this technology, many of which just recently, that's making it now easier for other locations and cities and states to see how success is being achieved and then to duplicate it. And that's what our movement, our mission, our website, takebackyourpower.net, that's what we're committed to see through to completion. So if you know, for any listeners, if you're wondering what to do next, we would suggest get a copy of the film and show it to people, and make sure you subscribe on our website to the free updates, because they are solutions oriented. And we will have some major news coming out very soon about a global solutions initiative that might even be live by the time this airs. So go to takebackyourpower.net, enter your email for our newsletter, and empower yourself there.
Okay, so, you know, that to me is really inspiring, that this isn't just about talk, it's about action and creating results. And I think this is a good place. Let's explore why this is such dangerous technology from the point of view of our own privacy and what is really happening on this global scale through installing wireless devices. And you were talking about router technology. So what is going on that level of things?
Yeah, privacy relating to the government collection of data without consent, as most of us have heard about. With, again, the Edward Snowden revelations. So I just want to take it back a step, also relating to the U.S. government and other governments creating and why this smart meter, smart grid project has been pushed with such force from a higher level. In 2008, the stimulus package in early 2009, it was announced that quietly announced that $11 billion of taxpayer money in the stimulus package in this country would be funneled to utilities, and they would only get the money if they installed these so-called smart meters. So as an example, large utilities like PECO in Pennsylvania, like CenterPoint, I believe, in Texas, were actually, you know, bribed with $200 million each utility to force this agenda on the people. And in PECO's case, they had to install 600,000 meters by the end of last year, I believe. So we're seeing the utilities are recognizing, okay, our industry is in trouble. People are moving to solar energy technology, and that's inevitable, that people are going to have to be able to produce energy in their own home or on their own rooftops, or with all of these other energy technologies which have apparently been suppressed. So the utility industry is taking that money and basically creating what they are calling an information economy. So they will be able to extract information about what you do in your own home to a very granularized, you know, very considerable level of detail, and then essentially, you know, do what they want with that, whether it's store that information in an NSA database, a $2 billion NSA database in Bluffdale, Utah, or whether it's simply selling it to advertisers, or whether it's Google, you know, extracting more information about what you do so that they can then push products on you and push what they think that you want in any given moment. The fact is that this is an invasive technology, an invasive network that has never been in our existence before. It's never been in our reality before that we would even have to consider being monitored in our own home. I mean, we have the Fourth Amendment in this country, and yet we have, I mentioned briefly at the top of the show, the Congressional Research Service, the U.S. Congress, released a report in 2012, and I'll just read this. It's a quote. It says, "With smart meters, police will have access to data that might be used to track residents' daily lives and routines while in their homes, including their eating, sleeping, and showering habits, what appliances they use and when, and whether they prefer the television to the treadmill, among a host of other details." So that host of other details isn't defined, but what it is basically, you know, these utilities and governments are giving themselves carte blanche to record and to spy and surveil on whatever they want to, and they're doing it with the smart meters as the hub. They're doing it with these smart grid networks and this infrastructure that they're installing and not giving people the full facts on. And that leads me to what can we do about it? Okay, well, what we can do about it is understand, first of all, two things. This whole agenda is based on, I should say it like this. There are two very, very key points. The first is consent. Okay, we never gave our consent for this technology. We never gave our consent to say, yes, I'm signing on this dotted line and you can install this radiation-emitting surveillance device on my home. However, there is a legal loophole in commerce and commercial law and even some civil codes that says if you don't say no on paper, if you don't say no in writing, if you don't say anything when you're presented with a contract offer, such as we're going to install a smart meter, then you have said yes. So this is called implied consent or tacit agreement. And this is the first foundational principle that we need to understand when we're wanting to take back our power and assert our rights. This is what we are dedicated to make available for everyone, is a very simple, easy way to remove your consent. And secondly, leading to the second key point of understanding, to enforce liability for those individuals and those corporations causing this harm. We have the ability to enforce liability, and we have also the ability to enforce individual liability of individual actors within governments and within utilities who are pushing this agenda. This is kind of the kind of information that they don't want people to know, because if and when this information comes out in a big way, which, you know, we're doing, and they can't really stop it because there's too many people that are aware now, then we'll have a situation where people will have hope again, because they'll see some accountability again. They'll see that they can actually enforce some restoration of basic human rights and the fundamental freedoms that our ancestors fought and died for, so that this place would not become a technocratic version of Nazi Germany. So we're kind of in this period now, which is, it feels like, you know, we can do nothing. It feels like there's these corporate agendas and they're just out to harm us and they don't care. But what it's calling us to do, I feel, Cheryl, is to actually step into our power and, first of all, claim sovereignty over our body, over this, you know, beautiful, amazing human vessel, and understand that we have the ability to rescind or create contract agreement with anyone as a free will being. And we have the commercial tools, the business, the templates and tools and so forth to do this in a real world way.
So just take us one more time through the process. So all of a sudden you get a notice that you have had a smart meter installed. And by the way, they don't have to ask for permission. Mm-hmm. They can trespass, as you showed. So So graphically in your documentary, it doesn't really matter whatever the laws. They can just get onto your property and break through in some cases and install it on the side of your home. What do you do next?
What you do next is you initiate a process in writing of removing your consent and enforcing your liability, or forcing their liability.
To the energy company, to the utilities.
To the utility and to the CEO of the utility would be the best individual to address. You can address it to numerous people and include the PUC or your utility commission. You can include local government and state government as well. Key individuals. So go to the top. You basically want to deal with the top people. And you want to enforce claim your rights, and that you have constitutionally recognized rights in this country and in most other Western countries. I mean, you have these basic human rights, but they're being trampled upon. So you have to actually demand they be recognized. You claim and demand them back, and you say, if you don't get this thing off my house within X number of days, you're going to be liable. And here's my fee schedule. My fee schedule is what, $5,000 a day. You can make it whatever you want because you have the ability to do what's called a counteroffer. You have the ability to basically state the terms that you want. Now, this is something that most people are not aware of at all because they have removed this from school curriculums, the basic principles of offer and acceptance, which are based upon the basic understanding of free will. So we have the ability to do a counter acceptance or counter offer, conditional acceptance, and say, you know, I see your offer to install this, which you've just done this past week on my house, this radiation emitting surveillance device. Here's my counter offer, and it has these 15 points of truth in this affidavit. Unless you write an affidavit to address all of these 15 points in an affidavit form, which means it's a sworn document, sworn to be true, then you're going to be liable. And here's my fee schedule. So this is the kind of thing that that you don't need a lawyer for, first of all, but you do need to be solid in your own understanding and understand, number one, we're not giving legal advice. This is not legal advice. This is for educational purposes only. And number two, you have to be solid in this process and understand that you know you are practicing, you're engaging your right to stand up for your rights, to stand up for yourself and protect your family.
And must they respond?
Well, you can specify that. You can specify a response. And by the way, all this is going to be in the template document that's going to be available that you can then customize.
So it's on TakeBackYourPower.net.
It will be on TakeBackYourPower.net, and click the solutions section. And we hope to have that up by the time this interview airs. Yes, TakeBackYourPower.net, click solutions, and all the information. There'll be two options there. There'll be one to do it online, and there'll be a more powerful option to do it on paper, in writing. And we're intending to have a large supporting community there as well. So this is very much an inspirational, educational process that, we don't know exactly where things are going to go from here, what exactly is going to happen in the next step. But the vision is that we would be reasserting and engaging our own rights, and that we would move towards being able to be free from this kind of the centralized enslavement agenda that seems to be in the minds of the elite on this planet.
Have people successfully taken back their power and gotten their smart meters taken off their home?
Absolutely, yeah. It's not one size fits all, so it's not like we can guarantee, okay, you send in this document and then you'll have the smart meter removed. It's a very fluid kind of organic process, and it depends on where you live as well. So as an example, in California, there is an opt-out fee, and in many states, utilities are actually charging an opt-out fee, a punitive fee for retaining your analog meter, so that you would have to pay them a one-time fee and a monthly charge on top of that to not be harmed in your own home. This is by legal definition, this is textbook extortion. That's what we have to understand. Was like we're dealing with this kind of this mafioso element of the collective psyche who are just motivated by money, and they don't care about any sort of laws.
So Josh, when let me just say, when something, we're coming to the end, so I just want to clarify.
Okay.
When it is said that these smart meters are mandated, they're going to be mandated here where I live in Oklahoma. They're mandated in Australia. They're mandated in the state of Victoria. They're about to be mandated into the state of Queensland. And they're, of course, mandated in many other, in Canada, where you originally come from, I know it's mandated there. But there is no legal precedence. It's not a legal. When I say it's mandated, there's no legal.
It's mandated by the corporation, by the utility. They're creating this scenario that this is what we're doing, so it's mandated, and so you have to submit and you have to comply. It's in 99% of these cases where they're claiming that they have the right to mandate it, they don't. And the only state that has actually had the gumption to illegally pass a mandate that I know of is Illinois. The Federal Energy Act, I believe, of 2005, and in another Energy Act, it is specified that customers are to be offered a so-called smart meter. It doesn't say anything about forcing them upon people that don't want them. So that created the context for an opt-in in which there would be no penalty for refusing. So this is, you know, it's the utility paradigm that there is a mandate. There is not, and even if there was, there is always remedy. You always have your rights, and you always have the ability to say, I don't want this, because we live in the Western world. We have the ability to create or rescind contract agreement. It comes down to free will.
And this is such important information. So people really need to understand this whole smart meter issue, which is why they need to see the documentary Take Back Your Power. It just lays it all out there, and it's very compelling information. It's probably mind-blowing for most people. It's like all this is going on, and we're all just too busy shopping, you know, watching television to know what's going on, and we need to wake up because it's impacting so many aspects of our lives and our health. It's really important issue to take on. And if we don't do it now, before you know it, smart meters are going to be the standard issue, and we won't have the power to change it. So this is the time. Let's give your website again, and also that really generous offer, which I think is great, that $5 discount on the documentary, which everyone really needs to be watching, and sharing it with your friends and making an event out of it, so at your community center or your library, wherever, you know, show it to as many people as possible. So let's get that website again, Josh.
Sure. It's takebackyourpower.net. And I've just decided, let's make it $7 off.
Okay, let's do $7.
No, we function on, we do need support to continue our work. I am full-time in as a filmmaking advocate, activist, but I need as many people as possible. I mean,
yes.
This movement needs as many people to become aware so that it can then, you know, break through into the mainstream. So takebackyourpower.net, the coupon code is YES2015. And the price with the coupon code is $13. And please do sign up for our solutions updates, and there's other tools to help spread the word there as well. But I just want to quickly address the reason why this issue is so exciting to me and other people who really understand what we have our hands on is that for the first time in any major activist issue, we actually have the ability to deal with contractually the other party who's harming us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like fluoride in the water, or it's not some political thing that's happening in Washington, D.C. It's here and now. We have a service agreement with the utility company who has done something with our consent. So it really brings it down to home. And even though this is happening all over the world, it really makes it so simple that, you know, start with just simply removing your consent. That's all you need to do. And then respond to, if they send you a letter in writing as a response, understand that that also is an offer of contract. You do not have to accept their response letters in your process of removing your consent and enforcing their liability, but you must do so in writing.
Right, right. Well, that's what's exciting, that there are solutions, and solutions to the whole installation side of it, and this this attempt to impose this surveillance. And also, do you have solutions for protecting one's health on your website as well from the exposure?
We don't. I mean, there's one product which we've got behind, and only one so far, because I've used it personally for 2 years. It's a Cornet electrosmog meter, and it has all of the functions of a much more expensive meter, I should say tester. It's a testing device to demonstrate visually how much pulsed microwave radiation is coming from any source. So you can put it, a couple feet from a smart meter and compare it to a couple feet from a cell phone and see that the smart meter is 1,000 or 10,000 times higher.
Right.
You can prove the emissions with this kind of a device. So we sell that on our website for $140. Which is discounted $30 from the retail. That also supports our work, and it also helps awareness increase greatly. So if you want to have a better understanding of what's going on in your home where you live, you can do so by getting a Cornet meter. There's also one more website I'll give. It's emfhelpcenter.com, emfhelpcenter. And they have that's actually produced by Jerry Day, who's in Take Back Your Power. And they have all kinds of tools and links as well for mitigating EMF.
Okay. Well, we need to go. We're at the end of the show. Josh DeSoul, thank you so much for your passionate commitment to supporting all of us and staying not only healthy but free. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. It's been great to be on.
And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us. And get a copy of Take Back Your Power. You will just be profoundly transformed as a result of what you learn. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.